The hymn that you have will be sung verse by verse with scripture readings in between. The tune of it, of this, is the tune that goes with "As with Gladness, Men of Old." So you are familiar with that. May the Lord grant us His Spirit to learn and grow and rejoice. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 1.
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from above, over and around us lies. Christ our God, to thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise.
Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of light. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Praise the Lord.
The beauty of each hour, of the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree, of light. Christ our God, to thee we raise this our sacrifice of grace.
Genesis 1. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Psalm 127. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them.
For the joy of human love, brothers, sister, parent, child, friends on earth, friends above, Christ our God, to thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise.
Luke 2. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Galatians 3. When we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, "Abba, Father."
Myself, best gift divine, to our race so freely give, for that great, great love of thine, peace on earth and joy in heaven. Christ our Lord to thee we raise this our sacrifice of grace.
Ephesians 2. Now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. And he came and preached peace to you who are far off and to those who are near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
For thy church that evermore lifts her holy hands above, offering up on every shore her sweet sacrifice of love. Christ our God, to thee we raise this our sacrifice of grace.
John 11, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. 1 Corinthians 15. Now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ, all shall be made alive in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Revelation 21. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them, and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall no more be death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
For thy resurrection, love, promise of our heavenly bliss, for that doeth from above, free of tears and death's distress. Christ our Lord, to thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise. Christ our God, to thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise.